The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The views and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii. This program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Dr. Health Radio.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, and now in its 31st year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Now, as you know, this is usually a talk show, but today, is it going to be a rock show? Well, let me explain here. It's going to be rocking your world a little because it's time to rock your midlife, and this is the show to do it. It's time for a midlife, an annual mid-year checkup, and maybe if you're in the midlife years of your life, maybe a checkup there too. And if you are younger than that, keep the information in mind so that if you're lucky enough to reach midlife, you can use this valuable information to make the second half of your life even better than the first. And it's a show for all of you listeners. Maybe you're not quite there in midlife, and so you're still young rockers, as in rock and rollers. But if you're the older rockers, as in your rocking chair, you can rock well into your welderly years, as I like to say, if you're lucky enough to get there. And we'll show you how to do that, or tell you how to do that. It's a radio show, not a TV show, so we can't show you, but we will tell you and share with you the latest information from our guest expert, who is Dr. Ellen Albertson. You've seen her on television and various magazines, Better Homes and Gardens, Self, USA Today. Excuse me. She's appeared on the Food Network and NBC World News and written 5 books, including the latest one we're going to talk about, Rock Your Midlife, 7 Steps to Transform Yourself and Make Your Next Chapter Your Best Chapter. We'll talk about some of the chapters in her book in just a few minutes. She is, by the way, a psychologist, registered dietitian, as well as board-certified health and wellness coach. And she'll be with us in just a few radio minutes after some news you can use, announcements, and some of our regular weekly features. So we'll talk about, maybe those New Year's health resolutions 6 months ago didn't go so well. No worries. We'll tell you how to make mid-year resolutions. July, you don't have to make them in January. You can make them in July as well. And talk about relationship rehabs and reprogramming yourself, how to not put off procrastination, which is many people's primary problem. Anyway, we'll talk to Dr. Albertson in just a few minutes. All right, last week we did the travel show or travel health program, and this is interesting. I didn't get to this article, but if you're traveling this summer, you might want to resist the urge to immediately put on your headphones, leave them off for at least a minute or two, and start speaking to someone you're maybe sitting next to in a plane or in transit, wherever you're going, because you might just be a little happier. Here's information on this study that showed that folks were, on average, they felt happier and had more pleasant commutes when they chatted up with strangers compared to those sitting in solitude. So this University of Chicago research, and they say the longer people talked, the more positive the experience they reported having. And as I've always said, friends are always strangers first. So meet a new friend today, even if it's a stranger, because they always are at first, and then who knows who you might meet and become good friends with. All right, and that's so much for mental health. Now, I don't want you to lose sleep over this next article, this next news story, but cancer cells spread more when you're sleeping. This is interesting information on breast cancer. The cells spread to other parts of the body mostly at night while people are sleeping. Now, it doesn't mean that, of course, if you have cancer, it doesn't mean you try to avoid sleep, because previous work in this the sleep field, sleep medicine, found that disrupted sleep could actually worsen breast cancer prognosis. But it does indicate that it might they might change the best times of the day to give cancer therapies, which could make them more effective. So this is interesting information. This was research from Zurich, Switzerland. And they've been studying metastatic breast cancer when they saw an unexpected trend. I won't get into the details here, but participants circulating tumor cells, the CTCs, which are ones that spread out to invade other tumor or cause invasive tumors, were proliferating mostly at night. And in fact, 78% of all of these cells were found in nighttime samples. And when the team ran similar tests on mice with four types of breast cancer, depending on the cancer type, between 87 and 99% of the circulating tumor cells or circulating tumor cells came from samples taken during the animal's sleep periods. So they also clustered more and formed more tumors at night. So good research there. So, you know, cancer therapy might, the doctors might pull night shifts in treating patients. All right, you're familiar with Dry January, when people who really consume alcohol and or normally consume alcohol on a regular basis choose to be teetotalers for a month, at least a month, or maybe longer, since they may feel better while they're saving money and calories at the same time. Well, how about we start a Dry July? That's my idea that I have here, because you might think twice about continuing your beers and alcoholic beverages after you listen to this article. It was a news story published in Nature Communications recently, and that is, two beers a day does as much damage to your brain as 10 years of aging. So much for responsible drinking, right? This study looked at more than 36,000 high-quality MRI scans from the United Kingdom's Biobank. It was done in the UK. The study also found that the more beers you drink, the worse damage to your brain. So, you know, you want to have fun this weekend, but just know that you can have fun and enjoyment without having to consume something that's going to result in long-term negative effects on your health. And just a reminder, speaking of drinking, this weekend and every day for you drivers out there, don't be a 3D driver, and that is distracted, drowsy, or drunk, all right? Be a designated drunk or a designated driver, just don't be both, all right? Okay, news in COVID, the COVID-19 virus. Long COVID risk with Omicron may be half that of Delta. You may have heard this in the news. People infected with the new Omicron variant, the coronavirus variant, are less than half as likely to develop long COVID as those infected with the Delta variant, which is good news. And, you know, it seems like we're approaching or have already exceeded or passed group immunity, or herd immunity, as it's called. A research group included about, 56,000 people who were infected during the Omicron wave, and which peaked. And then, cut to the chase here. Anyway, that's the gist of the article, is that even though, you know, the Omicron is, it may be more contagious, but it's less virulent or less serious as far as complications and long-term effects. All right, today, July 9th, is Bald as In Day. For those of you chromedomes out there, or just if you're losing a little hair. And it's actually not, this is not in relation to hormonal loss of hair or heredity. but rather medical hair loss for various reasons. Alopecia areata is the chemical name or the medical name for this medical loss of hair. And it's not only older men, but also women and children, almost anybody that can have this. But annually, the second Saturday in July. And a reminder, stay tuned in I believe, August, or if we don't do it next month, then in September for sure, we're going to do another show on hair, all about your hair up there and everywhere, including where it's not anymore, where it's supposed to be, and then areas of hair that never grew before, and now they're growing out of your ears and nose and places you don't want them to grow. Those little hair follicles. All right, environmental health news. Let's shift to that. You've heard of food miles. That's eating close to home so that it reduces your carbon footprint. Well, eating locally to reduce food miles to do that may not be the best idea. It's not always true. Food that travels thousands of miles is sometimes or it can have a lower carbon footprint than local produce. How is that possible? Well, previous studies have found that emissions from food miles, that's the distance the food has to be transported from where it's grown to where it's eaten, is measured, and then they multiply it by, anyway, there's a formula. And then it's actually tiny compared to those from growing the food itself. And so researchers, here's what I'm getting at. This is University of Pennsylvania research. They concluded that transporting food from farms to shops produces just 4% of the food-related emissions. Now, if you want to reduce your carbon footprint in your diet, you should focus on buying foods with a lower overall carbon footprint rather than those that don't have to travel that far. Well, basically, it means eating less meat and dairy, which, for example, producing 1 kilogram of beef can emit as much as 99 kilograms of carbon dioxide or equivalents, while making a kilogram of cheese emits about 24 grams. Figure for bananas, 0.9 kilograms, and apples even lower at 0.4. So that gives you an idea or a reference guide. So more plants, less animals, especially meat and dairy, if you want to reduce carbon footprints. How about a mid-year electronic reset, since we're going to be doing a mid-year health reset here in just a few minutes? The coronavirus pandemic has glued us to our devices, of course, and that means you need to balance your time spent on the screen with time remaining lean and being outside and doing everything else that doesn't involve a screen. But, for many of us, we have made over the years concerted efforts to reduce, well, not enough of us, but some of us. But then the pandemic hits, and of course, everybody's on their devices of all kinds. And in fact, in one survey, 46% of people said they had increased greatly their smartphone use and other device use through 2020, 2021. But the relationship between tech and mental health, which we've talked a lot about here on the show, there's a growing body of evidence that suggests the amount of time that you spend on social media is equated to a negative impact on your well-being. And here's an interesting, I'll just read this excerpt from this article on being fatigued by tech, and that is, many apps are designed to grab your attention and not let you go for as long as possible, in case you didn't know that. Like buttons, bright red notifications, and never-ending news feeds all help us become fixated and employ similar methods to gambling tech. Scrolling to refresh is like pulling down the arm on a slot machine, they say, and because the potential for new rewards, the dopamine hits, are unpredictable, we keep pulling it just in case. So, can you say checking your phone every so many seconds or 14 times an hour or sometimes a minute for some people? So, the key is balance. And don't rely on your electronics. They have built-in tracking features and limiting apps and things like that, because you're still on it. It's like, enrolling in a French gourmet cooking class if you're on a diet. I mean, come on. Studies show that if you look at your phone when you get a new notification, you're likely to check other things too. They call this within-phone interruptions, and you can lose huge chunks of your time. In fact, they say takes about four times as long to complete other things because of that. So tech is, it can be a blessing or a curse. Just balance things out. And I just thought of something. Maybe they should have a balance button, a balance key on your some kind of key. I know that our show is heard. It airs in the Silicon Valley area of the San Francisco Bay. So if somebody from one of the big tech companies there is listening, maybe you can invent a balance key, the B key. Okay. So to limit, I don't think that would ever happen, because that means limiting the amount of time spent on the devices, and that would be, suicide or shooting themselves in their foot. Okay, let's go to the fitness file. All right. Mental hurdles that everybody seems to encounter with themselves. Now, you want to be honest here. We all play those mind games, right, that we can – it keeps us stuck in the so-called fittish zone, as I like to say, instead of being having those buff buns and firm fannies and toned tushes. You're fittish. You're not fit, but you're, fittish. I mean, that's better than nothing. But have you ever heard this, or heard yourself say this? I'm tired, so I'll just go for a short walk today. Well, a lot of you fall into the trap of persuading yourselves to do the bare minimum of exercise, right? And this sports psychologist, Lee Eigel, says that it's like haggling with somebody, or that if you haggle with yourself, you somehow will result in a great body with less work. It's not true. So the next time you're tempted to turn that 40-minute walk or workout into a 15-minute stroll, make sure you remember that in fitness, there are no bargains. And he uses the idea of physically paying retail, as a metaphor or analogy along those lines. I can eat all I want as long as I work out. Well, that's called the CCF, the chocolate cake factor. So says this president of a fitness center in New York City. He says that, sure, you work out, but what are you doing the other 23 hours of the day, right? And that's where that's the key to health and fitness, is what you do most of the time. And then finally, I'm fit. I go to the gym 3 times a week, so there. Well, are you showing up in the weight room and not the steam room? That's the number one question I would have. And then another reality check is if you're talking to your treadmill partner or neighbor next to the machine next to you, or get a little too much socializing in. But anyway, focusing on your body guarantees that you're going to work out harder and have the figure to show for it. And a health quickie here, sniffing peppermint before a workout can make you exercise harder and boost your mood. You want to get the full essential oil. You can find that in natural food stores and other outlets. And just rub a couple drops between your hands, and then breathe it in deeply, and you'll get some added benefits there. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. Health quickie for you. Who really snoozes right after sex? Well, this survey shows women to be twice as apt to nod off first. The stereotype is always the man rolling over after a session, right? So much for stereotypes. And can you get orgasm insurance? This is in regard to women having orgasm more frequently if they felt secure. This was from the Scandinavian Journal of Sexology, and they found that the best way to crank up confidence in bed is to take yourself outside, in that you want to do exercising and other areas in your life that are going to enhance your self-worth, and that will translate into more sexual confidence. And then finally, What are your sexpectations? Well, it's important to have realistic ones. According to researchers from the University of Toronto, they found that couples in long-term relationships who have the happiest sex lives were those who believed it takes hard work, rather than those who expected sexual satisfaction to come naturally based on the fact that they were true sexual soulmates. All right. Okay, and finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, senior citizens have taken to texting with gusto. They even have their own vocabulary. BFF, best friend fainted. BYOT, that's bring your own teeth. Okay, CBM, covered by Medicare, thank goodness. FWB, that's friends with beta blockers. And then finally, GGPBL, gotta go, pacemaker battery low. Okay, we gotta go right now, but we will be back with our guest, Dr. Ellen Albertson, talking about how to rock your midlife during the mid-year of 2022. Seven steps to transform yourself and make your next life chapter your best chapter. Back after this, here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio, I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere. If you want to stay healthy.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria. And their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also TruFlora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects, and TruBifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Besides being healthy and feeling good, don't you want to look as good as you feel? Here's a name to remember for professional, affordable skincare: Botanical Rush. Backed by over 20 years of experience in product formulation, Myra Mesko, the founder of Botanical Rush, is the originator of producing clean and effective skincare, infused with powerful actives to support healthy aging and beautiful skin. The founder of Botanical Rush is the originator of producing clean and effective skincare, infused with powerful actives to support healthy aging and beautiful skin. Whether it's cleansing, restoring or hydrating, or replenishing, treating or protecting, you'll find the clinical strength formula that will be just right for you. So look to the pioneer and leading authority on non-toxic skincare. With never any harsh chemicals or artificial fragrances, and never tested on animals, Botanical Rush, a solar-powered company made in the USA. Look for Botanical Rush in your nearest natural food store or go to botanicalrush.com.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy, indoctrinating you into the habits of good health. Let's start with a quote from Dr. Seuss, and this comes from the book. I stole it out of the book that from the person that we're going to be interviewing, the doctor that we are going to have on the show in just a matter of seconds, Dr. Ellen Albertson. This comes from her book, Rock Your Midlife, but it's from a quote from Dr. Seuss. Today you are youer than you. Excuse me. Today you are you. That's truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. And we're going to talk about how you can be healthier at the end of the show than you were at the beginning if you listen and heed the information that our guest has for you. Dr. Ellen Albertson, as I mentioned earlier, is a registered dietitian, board-certified health and wellness coach, as well as psychologist. She's the author of 5 books, including the one we're going to talk about today, Rock Your Midlife. And we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Albertson. How the health are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Now, it's perfect that we have you on today. You know why? Because, well, this is midlife. I mean, mid-year, excuse me. And a lot of people are in midlife. But even if they're not, if they're too young to be in midlife, they can use this information for future reference. If they're past midlife, they can still use it to, you know, live the life that they have left. And a lot of us have much life left. And I also thought it was perfect because did you know that China has a half-year day? It's actually a national holiday in China. Did you know that? I just found that out recently.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, July 1st. July 1st is their national holiday of China half-year day. So it's a good half-year health checkup, time for our annual mid-year checkup for everybody's, for all of our Dr. Health Radio listeners. And also in Thailand, they have mid-year day, which is also a celebration. So I think it's just appropriate that we, I think, you know what, let's start a Rock Your Mid-Year Day. How about that? Rock Your Mid-Year Day. And, you know, I mean,
that sounds fabulous.
Day. Yeah, yeah. Check up, you know, from the neck up and from the neck down as well. So let's talk about your book. Why the book? I mean, why should we rock our midlife or our life in
general?
Well,
we're living longer thanks to shows like yours, right? We have so much information and we know so much about longevity and natural health. So really, when you get to midlife, you kind of are at this threshold of second adulthood. If you think about, okay, adulthood maybe starts in my 20s. I've got my 20s, my 30s, and I kind of make some mistakes and sort of figure out who I am and what do I want for my life. And then you've got this whole other huge second adulthood, which I really feel is better than the first half if you know what to do. So I really felt like the world needed a how-to book that would really tell you how to make the most of your upswing. There's actually a U-shaped happiness curve, which I talk about in Rock Your Midlife, where we reach a low point around age 47, and this is across 138 countries.
Wow.
But then it goes up. So as we, you know, do some work, we realize like what's working, what's not, what do I need to change, who do I want to be, we can make the most of our upswing. And then, you know, moving into through midlife into our golden years, it can be incredible.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, and I always like to talk about the fact that and here at Dr. Health Radio, which I've been doing for over 30 years, 100 is the new 70, and so I want people to emphasize longevity, but also the quality of life, the quality of your years as well as the quantity, and I think that's what you're all about as well. And I know you've had some rough patches in your life, as we all have, but you've had some issues and you know, broken through those. So since a lot of people, and I mentioned, you know, New Year's resolutions earlier, but let's talk about mid-year health resolutions, because a lot of people, as you know, Ellen, the success rate of keeping people's resolutions is pretty dismal. I mean, it's you know, just a small double-digit percentage of that. And so we need to really get back on the wagon, so to speak. And how can we do that? I know that in your book you talk about different techniques you can use psychologically, since you're a psychologist, to have a mental checkup or to implement, you know, prevent procrastination and implement the elements for success to make sure that you make them permanent in your life. So give us some guidelines on that in that regard.
Sure. Well, just to start off by saying that this time of year is a great time to work on those personal goals and those health goals. I think what happens is, you know, New Year's, it's kind of like penance, right? We're like, we go through the holidays and maybe we eat too much, we drink too much, we party too much, we get totally off the wagon. And rather than kind of doing a slow getting back to normal, we do this all or nothing thing. We go on these crazy diets and we cut everything out. And of course, that's why it only last for a short amount of time because we haven't really done the deep work to set ourselves up for success. So middle year is a really great time to reassess. And I think that's one of the main reasons I see people not doing so well with their personal goals is they're not prioritizing them. And it's so important, you know, we prioritize what's going on with our families or we prioritize our work. But how often do we say, you know, that goal I have to get in shape, to change my diet, to work on my sleep hygiene, to really, you know, grow those vegetables, whatever it is, how often do we do those things? So I think the first thing is mid-year is such a great time to say, I'm really going to focus on this. Because you're right, it takes a lot of energy. I've been working with people, oh my gosh, for 30 years around habit change. And habit change is difficult. The cards are stacked up against us. So we're mammals, right? We like to eat. We like to be on the couch. We like to procrastinate. So you've got to first put some focus on it. And this time of year is fabulous because, let's face it, if you're in the, you know, the northern part of the world, the northern hemisphere, a lot of us have like half Fridays, you know, looser at the office. With COVID, a lot of us are working from home. So you can take a little time off. And I even encourage some of my clients, I'm even doing this myself, to take a sabbatical. I'm going to take a couple weeks in August. And, you know, as you were mentioning, I've had some health challenges that came out of the blue. I'm the healthiest person I know, but stuff happens. And so I'm going to take like 3 weeks off and really, you know, do that cleanse, do some deep thinking, some journaling, do a lot of those fun sports that I don't always seem to get around to doing. So the first thing I would say is make it a priority. We don't prioritize our health and well-being. We put everything else first. So that's the first thing. I would say the second thing is really focus on your why. Why do you want to be healthier? Why do you want to change your diet? Why do you want to start a fitness program? Really focusing and then asking, this is called motivational interviewing. So once you get your one why, well, I want to, you know, lose some weight because then I will have more energy. Why do you want to have more energy? Well, I'll be able to do all those things I want to do. Well, why do you want to do all those things? Because I always set up myself to do things that I don't have the energy to do them. So you can kind of keep drilling down on your whys. Make your why really big and juicy. So it fuels you. You need this fuel because, you know, willpower doesn't work. The research really shows that, you know, we think like, okay, I can just not eat the cookie, you know, not eat that food in the break room, not have that drink. We need to really work on our why because the willpower piece really erodes, particularly when we are hungry. So we also need to set some time aside. It takes time to get in shape. It takes time to, you know, do the food shopping, do the food prep, the food planning. So, you know, the biggest reason that people don't succeed is they just don't spend enough time and energy on it. It's also great to get some help. So hire a coach. There are incredible numbers of health and wellness coaches. If you are looking for someone, you can go to the National Board Certification for Health and Wellness Coaches. You can, you know, hire a personal fitness trainer. You can hire a nutritionist. So, you know, get some help, maybe get a buddy for accountability, do it with you. So, you know, think about your why. And then another piece, which is so powerful.
Can I stop you right there, Dr. Alberson? We need to take a bottom hour break. Speaking of time, hold that thought. We'll pick it up right after this when we continue our program about rocking your midlife. Dr. Ellen Albertson is my guest. We'll tell you how to get her book, 7 Steps to Transform Yourself and Make Your Next Chapter Your Best Chapter. When we come back, I have many more questions for you. Ellen, I know that you are also a registered dietitian, so I want you to talk about how diet affects our, or it can affect our midlife as well as our midsection, for that matter. And relationship rehab, what about that? We'll talk about that as well as reprogramming. Back after this with more information for your good health here on The Healthiest Hour on Radio.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? What a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile? The one that belongs to you. Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata.
I've seen the effects of a hearing loss tragically separate spouses, families, and friends. It can erode self-confidence and cause misunderstandings, creating unnecessary emotional stress and frustration. Call and let us help correct your hearing. It could be life-changing for you and your family.
Call Family Hearing Aid Center today for your free consultation.
Don't miss a moment.
When you can be close to those you love.
Yay! We are so excited you could join us here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. David Snow with you. It's one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing, so there's no insurance required. And the best part of all is you don't have to take off your clothes or pull down your pants for this painless injection of health information, which we do each and every week at this time. And if you're not able to listen to our full morning show, we are on tonight, 12 hours from right now, on the station you're listening to right now for the evening rebroadcast of the morning show. Or you can go to drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. After next Wednesday, and we will air the show from then on today's program. All right, if you're just tuning in, our guest is Dr. Ellen Albertson. She's a psychologist and award-winning author, author of 5 books, which we're talking about the latest one, Rock Your Midlife. She's also a registered dietitian and certified health and wellness coach, and we go back to her right now. Dr. Albertson, let's talk about you talk about the 3 keys to accomplish goals. Were those some of the ones you were alluding to before the break?
Yes, as well as also discovering your core values. Your core values are really what you stand for. So, you know, things like well-being, spirituality, freedom, love, compassion is a huge list. You can Google core values, but figuring out what that is, because when you know your core values, it can really help to motivate you to move forward with the changes that you want to make.
Well, you know, as I always say, if you have the why, you'll find the how. I mean, if the why is that strong, you're going to find a way to do it, or a way to, you know, achieve it. As you were mentioning about, you were talking earlier about why are you doing this, or why do you want that, and that kind of thing. So I think that is a good motivator. And then there's other things in your book that you have to help people stay motivated. And I like the quote that you pulled, and I had the good fortune of knowing him because he also lived on the island of Maui. Dr. Wayne Dyer, who was a preeminent psychologist around the world and a best-selling author as well, but he said that procrastination is one of the most common and deadliest of diseases, and its toll on success and happiness is heavy. And I thought that was so appropriate that you put that in your book. I think that's on page 35 in your Rock Your Midlife book. But let's talk about procrastination and how that affects our lives so negatively, and why our modern-day society is just rife with it because of, Well, people are addicted to their electronics, they're addicted to food, and we'll get into food because I know you're a dietitian as well. But, I mean, we're in an addictive society, and everything's just so easy. Everything's at our fingertips, and, you know, you don't even have to go to the doctor anymore. You just push a button, and there's Dr. Google at your fingertips, and I mean, it's, you know, people don't realize just how extreme it's become because it's been gradual over a number of years, but with technology and everything, it's a two-edged sword. I mean, you can use it to your advantage, but so much of it is also actually to the detriment of people's healthy lifestyle. What's your view on this? Sorry to get on a soapbox about it.
No, that's fine. You know, it's interesting because most people know what they should be doing, right?
Yes,
and
right.
So why aren't we doing it? So procrastination is always this tug of war between deferred gratification or what you want. So, you know, you may want to fit into that smaller dress size or pant size, but you want that donut now. And the human brain is really set up for that donut now. We are animals, right? Like, you know, so if you have a dog, right, your dog's not going to be like, no, I'm going to put off that kibble till later. It's going to eat the kibble now. So, you know, we have mechanisms that drive us to crave food, want things. And also with all of the stress that's going on in the world, both what's going on, you hear about things in the media, a lot of people are stressed out about what's going on with the economy. We're searching for these squirts of dopamine. Dopamine is the chemical that is in charge of reward. So it makes us feel good. I kind of think about it as sex, drugs, rock and roll, food, gambling, shopping, all of those things. It distracts us from our problems that we're stressed. And rather than managing the stress in a healthy way, going for a walk, doing some deep breathing, maybe getting some coaching or therapy, doing some yoga, we are like, I'm just going to go have the cookie, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go binge on Netflix and, you know, and have a threesome with Ben and Jerry's. So we procrastinate. We put things off partially because we want that immediate gratification. We want that dopamine. And also, the human brain is designed to protect you from danger, not to make you happy or create well-being. So, you know, stepping outside your comfort zone, even, you know, stepping to the gym for a lot of people is really scary. Or, you know, going out with friends and ordering something different and being that person that has, you know, the salad with the shrimp instead of the, you know, the fried whatever platter. Change is really hard. The brain doesn't like change, and we are creatures of habit. So we keep doing the same old things, expecting different results. And that just doesn't happen. That's like Einstein. I think I quote Einstein as well. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Right,
so
yes.
We really need to, you know, get some help, write things down, take some things off our plate, make the time, schedule things in, and start to create what I call a SMART goal. So we have these big Uber goals of, you know, I want to get healthier. I want to, you know, change my diet. I want to, you know, lower my cholesterol level. But then we have to get down to the nuts and bolts of, you know, 3 o'clock, I'm going to have an apple and a small handful of nuts as a snack instead of go to Starbucks and have a Frappuccino. So we have to start putting together these SMART goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time sensitive. And, you know, you were saying earlier about the diet piece of it, and this is step 3 in Rock Your Midlife. 1 is authenticity. 2 is loving yourself, because when you love yourself, you do those things that are in your best interest. The research really shows when we practice something called self-compassion, which I talk about extensively in the book, and it's my area of research. We go to the doctor, we make those healthy changes because we care about our well-being. But the third step is energize yourself. And I'm sure you've talked about it a lot on your show. It's a whole foods, plant-based diet, nothing crazy. You don't need to do CrossFit, but you can if you want to. But it's really just making sure to move your body for at least 30 minutes on most days, making sure you're getting enough rest, you're managing your stress. So, you know, we know what we're supposed to do. You just need to, if you want to make the change, really decide to make it a huge priority in your life and get some help and support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned CrossFit. It's CrossFit, not CrossFit. And so many people are just procrastinating about fitness. Now, I'm glad that you're talking about self-compassion, because I have this Let's see, this is from another doctor. I'll get to her name. Anyway, it's about the difference. When your difference is your superpower, and you talk about, you know, people's differences in our lives. I mean, just because you're not perfect or you there's a lot of improvement to be made in certain parts of your life, it doesn't mean you can't be unique. In fact, many famous thinkers, Albert Einstein, who you mentioned, Isaac Newton and others, were at times labeled slow or difficult in their earlier years. And of course, later they became geniuses and you know, the epitome of mental health. But, oh yeah, The Power of Different is this book that I pulled this out of, The Link Between Disorder and Genius. And so you can actually turn your liabilities into assets depending on, you know, how motivated you are. And they say that everyone struggles with sadness, stress, and anxiety, which you mention in your book. But it's when something interferes with your ability to function day to day that we call it a disorder. And I'm sure you have experience with that as a psychologist yourself. And then just to conclude this, they say that high achievement is often the direct result of the differences that produce a disorder. For example, people with experience cycling moods, you know, they have the highs and the lows. I mean, it's kind of like bipolar disorder. You know, it's like I remember seeing something where it said, "I hate being bipolar. It's awesome." You know, and so I mean, you have the two parallel, or the two contrasts, or the two extremes. But you can, if you know yourself and get to know yourself, you can, you know, maximize the highs and minimize the lows, so to speak. So, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are, I agree with everything you said, and just adding on to that is common humanity. So this is the self-compassion, which I talk about extensively in Rock Your Midlife, has three aspects. So being kind to yourself rather than critical, being mindful when you are stressed and struggling, and then this piece of common humanity, which says we all make mistakes, we are flawed individuals, things go wrong. And so, you know, it's that's, and that, it brings in my first step two of that authenticity. You know, each of us, it has special gifts and special things about us. And so to really be okay with your flaws, so that's, I think we're doing a lot of quoting here today. Alan, not Alan Watts. Your cracks are where the light gets in.
Ah,
so
right.
It's so important to, you know, accept yourself as you are. We are here to learn and grow. And we often learn the most from our mistakes, and also
true.
Being able to forgive yourself when you do something wrong, or when you're not good at nobody's good at everything. Like, I stink at execution. I'm really good at coaching, writing, speaking, motivating people. So I hire people to help me with the execution piece. So part of the book really helps you to learn what are your strengths and then what are your weaknesses, and to embrace both sides. You know, it's a coin. There's an A side and a B side, to accept yourself exactly as you are, which I think is one of the gifts of midlife. We kind of stop fighting this desire to be perfect and to be something other than we are, and we sort of take those masks off, and we can really appreciate all we have and all we are.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay, on that note, Dr. Albertson, we need to take one last break of the hour so I can keep asking you these questions until the top of the hour. And when we come back, I'll also have a cool health tip of the week for you. Chilling your chair. What's that about? We'll talk about it when we return from this brief break. I'm David Snow here, talking today with Dr. Ellen Albertson. We'll tell you how to get her new book, Rock Your Midlife, right after this. So don't go anywhere. If you want to stay healthy, Dr. Health returns momentarily.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria. And their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also TruFlora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects. And TruBifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back to the show, David Snow on your radio. Okay, it's time for the cool health tip of the week. The snowman says, chill your chair on these hot days of summer. Well, you know, women perspire and men sweat, right? But when your cells lose more water than they can take in, dehydration results, and that can result in a 10% drop in energy. You don't want that. And according to a University of Connecticut study, they found that a simple fix might be to pop a basic cooling pack either inside, you want to put it inside an old pillowcase and place it either on the back of your chair or the seat of your chair, and its chill will dissipate slowly, helping your core body temperature slightly lower or become slightly lower and blocking fatigue, triggering perspiration, all without having to crank up that AC and your electric bill. So there's a little tip for you to stay cool and healthy, which the snowman always helps you do, whether it's summer, spring, summer, fall, or winter. So that is our health tip of this week. And then getting back to this week's guest, Dr. Ellen Albertson, talking about Rock Your Midlife, the new book by her. Dr. Albertson, how can people get a copy of the book if they want to obtain one?
The book is on Amazon. It's just Rock Your Midlife, 7 Steps to Transform Yourself and Make Your Next Chapter Your Best Chapter. Or you can go to my website, which is themidlifewhisperer.com. That's themidlifewhisperer.com.
Great, great. And I want to just read a short paragraph out of your book. This is on page 127, since we were talking about it before the break on all the distractions and addictions in our society. You say, unplug. If you want to improve focus and concentration, reduce social media and overall electronics use. Messenger pings and Instasham, as I call it, dings create an addictive, distracting, compulsive pull that makes focusing difficult. Like a pathological gambler, and I did an article on this earlier in the show, salivating at the racetrack, you release a hit of dopamine, which is a mediator of incentive motivation, each time your cell phone sounds. Dopamine hijacks your consciousness, just as the food industry has hijacked our taste buds, which we'll talk about in a minute. Shifting your focus to Facebook rather than the dinner you want to enjoy or share with your family. So I think that's really good information that is in your book, Rock Your Midlife. All right, so let's get to diet. Now, how does diet affect our midlife as well as our midsection, of course?
Well, we certainly know that food is your medicine. You know, Hippocrates knew that way back when, right? Mm-hmm. So we know that a diet that is whole food plant-based, so eating mostly plants, not eating anything your grandmother wouldn't have eaten, so not eating any processed food, anything with more than 5 or 6 ingredients, with ingredients you can't pronounce, really does work, and eating until you are satisfied rather than stuffed. So it's really all about just eating food the way that Mother Nature made it. So, you know, for example, for me, we have a big garden, and I eat mostly fruits, vegetables are the core of my diet. An easy way to do this is simply fill your plate up mostly with produce. So you can do half your plate with produce, or, you know, even 3/4. You know, your protein only needs to be about 4 ounces if you're a meat eater. I like to think of protein more as a condiment, animal protein, or going for a vegetarian source. There's wonderful, you know, vegetarian, you know, burgers now, and plant-based, all kinds of chilies, and of course, having beans and tofu, all of these traditional foods. So we know that diet reduces your risk of all major diseases, of cancer, of heart disease, you know, of keeping your blood sugar in balance. Plus, you feel better, and it also, you know, improves your chances of maintaining a healthy weight. Or if you need to lose weight, plant foods tend to fill you up without filling you out. Mm-hmm. So they contain fiber and they contain water. So, you know, you think about it, if you have, you know, a couple of apples or a big salad, you're going to be pretty full, versus you have the same calories in a Snickers bar, and, you know, your blood sugar is going to go way up, and then it's going to come crashing down.
That's
and
right.
You want another one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, these natural foods don't create, we've been talking a lot about this, dopamine. You know, kale doesn't create a dopamine rush. I really like kale, but it's not like when you have something that is fat and sugar and, you know, like ice cream. I'm not saying don't ever eat ice cream, but really have these things as occasional treats. And it's super important in midlife, because if you want to rock your midlife, you've got to be healthy. Now, I'll give myself an example. Yes, I've been diagnosed with breast cancer, but my journey's like 3 months. I realized I had a BRCA mutation, which is one of the reasons.
Dr. Albertson, I hear the music in the background. I'm so sorry to cut you short, but can you give us your website one more time and the
sure.
book again, Rock Your Midlife? Okay, go ahead.
It's Rock Your Midlife. It's themidlifewhisperer.com. That's themidlifewhisperer.com, and it's Rock Your Midlife. It's available on Amazon.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ellen Albertson, for being
Thank
with
you.
Us, and we'll have you on again. Keep up the good work. All right. Thank you so much, all of you listeners out there in Radio Land, for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, same station, 168 hours from right now. Until then, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.